Previously on Algoa FM.
Joining us this morning is Quinton Levy from Exporters Eastern Cape and Sowan Willis from Community Chest. Please share your roles, gentlemen.
Thanks for having us here. Yeah. I am chairman of Exporters Eastern Cape. We are a non-profit organization that helps promote exporters out of the Eastern Cape.
Lovely.
I'm the CEO of Community Chest of the Eastern Cape, also a non-profit organization, and we look after the community who are in need of whatever that need may be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we, anybody involved in the export industry, direct exporters and indirect exporters, and then any service provider to the export industry. And it's really about connecting people, creating collaboration with everyone involved. We have networking events, we have presentations, and new roles we're also implementing is really helping guys find new markets. Obviously with the US tariffs, a lot of guys have got pressure and they need to find new markets, so we're also helping guys go into new markets and help them through the process of all the challenges, requirements, and so understanding the market size. So that's also one of the key roles we're playing. Also play a key role with logistics, obviously getting product out of the country as fast as possible is a big requirement. So we also work closely with Transnet to streamline that process.
Okay, that's a big job. And Sal, on your side?
So mine is very low key. I just help community members wherever the need may be, in-kind donations or financial support or whatever that support may be. Mm. We lend support to community members who are really, really in dire need of whatever that may be. It sounds very cliched, but it's something that has become real. Quinton mentioned the tariffs.
Yeah.
You've heard of Trump really stamping out a big chunk of the NGO sector in terms of pulling back on donations. And that is, it sort of hurt the industry and also the community at large.
Mm-hmm. And that is that for Nelson Mandela Bay?
It is for Nelson Mandela Bay, yeah.
Okay. And now there's also a banquet coming up. There's usually an exporters gala banquet. It's quite a wonderful event. Everybody comes together. What can they expect?
Yeah, it's coming up now the 14th of November at the Tramways building for the second time now. Mm. It's really about celebrating the successes of exporters even through the tough times. Mm. So it's going to be a really great event. We've done the judging process already, so the guys who are winning are really deserving of it. But it's a really great time of all getting the top business people together in the same room, networking, and really a big celebration.
Okay. And Community Chest, what is your involvement in the banquet?
So I pitched an idea a while back with coming on board as a sponsor for CSI, because I think that, you know, one needs to also acknowledge that the roles that the exporting fraternity plays is that they give back to their communities. And I thought that would be quite nice where they would be acknowledged for that role. So we will be sponsoring two awards this year at the banquet for the first time. And we're quite excited to be involved in that way.
Hmm. And tell me about the CSI kind of projects. I know you can't mention who's winning, who's getting what, but, you know, what is that all about?
So it would really just revolve around, you know, uplifting a school area or a daycare center and really just, pitching in and really just making a difference in that community in whichever way or form. We have entities that really look after their communities at large, but we also have smaller entities and corporates who come in and really just make a difference in a very small way. And that meaningfully, you know, is or that small way is really a meaningful change. It really makes a big difference in that small space. Mm. And this is where we need to pay tribute to the guys who really are looking into the community and making a difference in that way. So we're kind of excited about that.
Mm, it's time to recognize them.
Yes, definitely. Of course. Yeah.
And Quinton, on your side, can you share just a few of the categories, something that they can look forward to?
Yeah, so we have all the standard categories, so the top OEM, corporate, medium, small, service provider. Then we have the environmental awards, the SGM Environmental Awards. We have the IDC Job Creation Awards. And then two other new awards this year is also sponsored by Sara Bartman Municipality, being the Women-Led Award and in the Youth Entrepreneur Award. So a whole host of awards will be handing out this year.
That is very exciting. Firstly, woman-led, you got me. I love that. And secondly, the youth. I mean, there's so many young people that are trying to do good, and I think it is time that we start recognizing them too.
Absolutely. I think it's all, you know, it's quite important. And I think what better platform than having it at the exporters? Because I think, you know, we are largely only recognized for exporting, but the inner dealings and the work that they do within the community in that space is never really recognized.
Mm. And that, you would say, is rather importing into
it is.
into I'll the community. But just with regards to the gala, the banquet, is it open to the public? Can everyone join?
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's almost sold out, actually.
So
we've only got 5 tables left. So if anybody wants to still book, I think it's fast finger first, because it's a great event and no one really wants to miss this event. So it's almost sold out already. So if people still want to come, they need to reach out to me rather quickly to secure their spot.
Okay, perfect. And where can they find those details?
They can email me at quinton.levy@kpmg.co.za.
Perfect. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. And all of the best with the banquet.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.